on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Just talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I know that He's real.
Jesus is real, everyone. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Pucci, and we're here for Write the Vision, Spiritual Sessions with Sister Pucci. Now, this is a surprise show. I was not planning on broadcasting this week, but, you know, our plans are not God's plans, and when He asks you to do something, even though you do not feel like it, though you do not feel well, you do it, and that's what I'm doing today, being obedient. Everyone, I have to thank my Lord and Savior Christ for lifting my body up to allow me to come to you today, and though I suffer in my physicalness, my spirit is always intact. All right, we are here today because I went to a vision board party, and I was able to, what a vision board is you, whatever revelation or desires that you want to concentrate and meditate on, you put it on a board, a piece of cardboard, or you write it down, and you meditate on it, and you focus on it, and you ask God for it, and He will make it come true. And I will now go to the reading of the word. You know, we talked about this. Before I go to the reading of the word, I want to give a special shout out to all the wonderful, awesome women with visions that I met at this party. You guys encouraged me. You guys and lifted me up. And I appreciate you all. All right. Habakkuk, second chapter. Now, this is a book of the Bible that we really don't hear much about or hear people really expound on. But he was a prophet. And I will read from the first chapter all the way to the third verse. Habakkuk, second chapter, first through the third verse. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, everybody. I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answers I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Everyone, this is a very, very powerful message that's in the Bible. Writing down, God is telling us, write down plainly what the revelations that I am giving you about you down. And though it's going to take a minute, he wants you to have patience because he's saying it's going to linger, but wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. Because if you wait for it, he's saying it's going to come and it's not going to be proven false. So everything that is you have popped in your head, which is a vision, God talking to you, has come into your head and has come into your spirit that is something that is for you to inspire towards, then write it down, everyone, plainly, because the Lord is saying that will be your undoubted proof of my power, because what you put on that board will not turn out to be false, and that is coming from our Father, and we can take that to the bank. All right, everybody, we're going to roll into this show. It's not going to be anything but what it always is with JHOM. All right, and I want to thank all the countries that listen to the show. We just picked up another country in Africa. And, you know, I'm humbled, and I just want to tell everyone who's listening, thank you from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to come into your eardrums every week. All right, let's get this party started. First up on the mic is Christian Rapper with Holy Ghost Party, and let's go.
Young people, come on and stand up. We're going to catch the Holy Ghost Spirit up in here tonight.
Mr. 410!
Don't listen to what nobody else got to tell you. If you feel like the Holy Ghost going through your body, I want everybody to get up and praise with me.
Everybody, let's go. Come on.
Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
Come on.
Grab somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Grab somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
It's time to let them know that it's tornado. For 18, so all my saints here, let's make the double go. Time to kick them in the face, put them out of this place. Cause I don't play around at all when it comes to my space. So all my Christians here, reppin' you stay. And I don't mean throwing up that gang sign play. I mean here and now, right on this holy ground. Time to put your hands up and tell them we don't play around. Here we go again, now talking to my friends, trying to make them understand that I'ma do this to the end. Time to take it up a notch, hope we hit the right spot. Cause a Holy Ghost party that we know don't stop. So show me what you got, just like the sun, I'm blazing hot. While I praise his name on the block, through all the problems that I go through, it doesn't stop me from doing things that I want to.
We can't stop, let's go.
Everybody let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Grab somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
Get that out of here.
Everybody let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me. Grab somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost start with me.
If I had a choice, let whether to live or die. I think I'd rather die first than come back alive. Ride the flat line like Steve Seagal and half past dead. I'm sure that y'all already know this is a celebration, also dedication, cause he's amazing. That's why I'm praising. I'm in amazement from the scriptures I read, especially that one they call Luke 4:18. It's got me pulling aside how quick families divide till I actually realize what's going on inside. Cause the Lord is my shepherd, I have no fear. His grace and mercy is what got me here. That's right. My life, soul, buddy, your friend. He's God, the beginning and the end. He's the reason for the season, so it's my duty to carry this out to all the people in need.
Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost fall within. Grab somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost fall within. Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost fall within.
A 100 miles and running, yeah. I keep on going, yeah. With the Lord on my side, so I keep on flowing. You can't tell me nothing when I get on the beat. As long as I got prayer with me, that keeps me in the street. Now I'm a soul survivor with one last chance, one last fight. Only one night trying to make things right. Young kids packed in the neighborhood, subtracting. Nobody knows what happened. Now that we in the party, time to get naughty. Chilling in the club with my dudes and my shorties. You don't need an ID for you to get in, but if you come attend my party, make sure you bring a friend. Because me without a party's conversing without laces, nerds without braces, words without spaces. It's a Holy Ghost party, a celebration. Before you walk through the door, I need your invitation.
Everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Come on,
grab somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
All my people say,
everybody, let your hands together. Just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Get that going.
Grab somebody and dance together. Just have a Holy Ghost party with me.
That was Holy Ghost Party by Christian Rapper. And, you know, one of the things as I was listening to that song and feeling the spirit, what popped into my head was something my mother told me a long time ago. And that is, surround yourself with the people that you inspire to be like. That way, your vision, your purpose will stay focused. The reason she said that is because if you surround yourself with people who don't have any type of aspirations or visions or any goals, you find yourself not having them yourself. And so the same way, we're not to forsake gathering. And I say that because that's what gathering is surrounding yourself with like-minded people. We can gather as saints in any situation and be like-minded. So just surround yourself with people that are like you, and then shine your light so people who are not like you will be inspired themselves. All right, everybody, we are going to roll into, you know, this show was, you know, I impromptu DJ'd the party, and I want to thank my cousin for allowing me to do this, and I want to thank all the ladies who downloaded the app so they can listen to the Gospel House mix and enjoy the show. Everybody, don't forget, we do have a smartphone app. And if you go to jhom.org, that's jhom.org, you can download the app. At the top of the screen, there's a link there that says download smartphone app. You can do it for Apple or for Android, and it's absolutely free. Once you do it, make sure you set it up for notifications, set it up at your home church, and you'll never miss anything we're doing with JHOM. But the one thing I forgot to tell everybody, and I keep forgetting, and it's nothing purposely, but the app's biggest and best feature is it has a full Bible on it. And the Bible does two things. It will dictate to you if you do not feel like reading, so there's no reason now not to feed yourself the Word of God. Just let it read to you. 10 minutes a night. Get the Word into your system. Feed your soul. The second thing you can do is you can set up a reading schedule. If your goal is to read the entire Bible, which should be everybody's goal, so we make sure we're following everything that's the roadmap, it has a function that you can set your goal for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 1 year. And each day it will give you the scriptures that you would need to read in order to meet your goal. That is my favorite feature of the app. Everybody, please go and download it. Tell your friends. And we are humbled and appreciate it. And we're going to roll. You know, I'm ready to get this Gospel House mix on. So everybody, this is the Vision Board Mix by Sister Poochie. And here we go.
DJ. DJ. DJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. neck, break the devil's 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 neck. Break the devil's neck, break the devil's neck, break the devil's neck, break the devil's neck, break the devil's neck.
right, everybody. That was the Vision Board mix by Sister Poochie. But you know what? I forgot. I was so excited. I forgot to tell you the purpose of the mixes on JHOM. Now, JHOM.org's mixes are to do two things. One, it made you focus for 15 to 20 minutes on God, the Holy Spirit, or our Lord and Savior Christ. In that also, you were supposed to look for the message that I had put into the mix, because within the mix, there's a message. All right, everybody, I just want you to let you know that's the reason why we have dance mixes on the show. Now, we are going to go back to the reading of the word, because that is truly, truly why we're here. Habakkuk, second chapter, first through the third verse, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus, and it says, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. Then the Lord replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end, and it will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. Everyone, that is the Lord, the great I Am himself, talking to Habakkuk, the prophet, about how important it is to write down what he gives you. You have to write it down to make it plain so that you can focus on it, so you can look at it, meditate on it. He's saying that, you know, it is going to take time for it to come to pass. But wait for it patiently, everyone. Just, he's saying, wait for it. It's going to linger, but wait for it, because it's going to certainly come, and it's going to never prove to be false. So if God is telling you that I'm going to give you what you are desiring because you delight yourself in me, then we have to have the blessed assurance and be patient enough to know, if I wrote it down the way he said to write it down, and I endure and I wait patiently, even though it lingers, I know that it will not be false and it will come to pass. And that is the most blessed news that you can have about anything, is that God, if he brings it and puts it in your mind, is a done deal. All right, everybody, we're going to keep moving on with the show. Another opportunity for you to get up and give God some unlimited praising, a little bit of dance mix from Coco Street out of California. This is called Let God Arise. And everybody, I want you to enjoy it. Don't forget the purpose of the dance mix. Get up. Or any dance break, get up and give God some praise and some glory and praise him during the mix. Dance around like David. Dance right out of your clothes and praise him, praise him, praise him. All right, let's go with Coco Street. Here we go.
Money! are not carnal, but mighty through God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
Here tonight, everybody. That was Coco Street. That was her gospel house track, Let God Arise. She's an artist as well as a DJ. So that was definitely her out of California. Now, I just want to remind everyone about the word. The word that I give you each week is something I want you to meditate on. I want you to pray to God for wisdom, because he said, whoever asks for wisdom, I will give to him. Pray to the Holy Spirit for revelation, because the word is actually written on your flesh of your heart and not on tablets of stone. So your revelations actually come from within you. So pray to the Holy Spirit to help see those things that God is trying to reveal to you, and then write them down. Put them on a board, put them on a piece of paper, do whatever you have to do, but document it, write it down, and so you can track and see for yourself that God said it will come to pass if you just wait for it. Just wait for it. All right, everybody, we are going to roll into the next song. It's Victory by R4 out of Chicago. Everybody, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
check this out.
We're going to do a song that you never heard before.
Ain't no movement, it's my life and the way I live. This ain't business, this ain't music. This is what I teach my kids. We never fold up, we never fall back, we never relent. And what you call that? It's being sold out above all that. We believe him and give it all back. I am perfect in my purpose, and my worth is in my service. And my thirst is for true worship. And you can learn about it all in my verses. I'm just a young boy from the south side of Chi-Town, I represent.
I never be his thing, cause he showed me that there's nothing I should fear.
Work it all out of my prayers. Therefore, ain't no door that I can't walk through. Ain't
reckless forever, never going away. You could watch me die, see me go in the grave, see my flesh decay, still I'm never gonna fade in the back.
Wait, bring that back.
I'm relentless forever, never going away. You could watch me die, see me go in the grave, see my flesh decay, still I'm never gonna fade in the back of your mind. You gon' still hear me say,
my faith has become good defense and good offense. I'm like Boston, I can't walk on while I'm being cautious. I'm not telling you to go rushing out, you know, don't know plan, just busting out. But I'm telling you to stop standing still, the enemy alive with a plan to kill. Everything you are, everything you work, erase your life, erase your work. Wanna see you fall flat, reminiscing, looking back, how'd it happen like that? And it's all a blur, so don't live your life strapped in fear, reach your goals, win your years. You are here, and you are here, you are here, and you are here.
All right, that was Victory by R4, and yes, this just might be a revolution if we all start visioning what God is trying to tell us about ourselves, and we start focusing on it. It will be a revolution, everybody. Your life will begin to have purpose, meaning, and direction. And I want to add one more thing before we roll out, and that is, do not limit God. He only moves to the level of your expectations. So if all you want from him is to pay your rent, then that's all he will do. But if you want him to buy you a village, he can do that too. All right, everybody. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. I will see you next Saturday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, for another edition of the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. If you get a chance, please go to jhom.org, jhom.org, our website, and there it tells you what we stand for, what we're all about. Take your time and read through it. And then you also, at the website, you're able to download the app and have the Bible, have be able to listen to the mixes separately, as well as listen to the show and Bible study, which a new one is coming soon, everybody. So don't forget, the word is the food for life. So don't let go of it and don't starve yourself. All right, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art was by Society Hill Music. Peace, love, and blessings, everyone. And to my sisters with a vision, thank you. I had a wonderful time. All right, peace and blessings.